Are you a business owner who's fed up with feeling like the world thinks you have to be a boss babe CEO, whatever the hell that is, or hustle 24/7 in order to be taken seriously? If so, welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for women just like you who want to find a slow and steady way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not a multi-million pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, business coach and mentor, solopreneur, sole trader, cat mama, and diehard advocate of doing less to achieve more. In Life in Business, I'm going to share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, how to say no to things you think you should be doing, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams come true. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to Life in Business. I'm Libby Langley, your host for today, and I'm so pleased to see you back here. It's lovely to be back here in your ears and knowing that what I've said to you previously in previous episodes has been useful to you so that you've come back to hear more. There's so much pressure in the online world to be everything, do everything, and have everything. And I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but it really is such a huge amount of pressure. And I want today to bring things down a notch. Not about ramping it up. We don't need to ramp anything up. We need to bring things down a notch to have more clarity, to have more focus, to understand a bit more about, you know, help you understand a little bit more about yourself and why you're in business and what the blooming heck you're doing with your days. And that's what I'll be talking about today. I'll be talking about why you need a vision and a goal in business. And this isn't some kind of, awful sort of bro marketing management type thing. You know, gotta hit the goals. There's no wolf on Wall Street here. It really is about you understanding why you're in business. And like really understanding that. I mean, I know you're in business because you want to be in business and you want to earn money for yourself and all of that. But, you know, that's kind of just like surface stuff, isn't it? What I want to do today is get quite deep with you and ask you some questions, some coaching questions about how you feel about business and about what you want out of life. And just to say here at the top that I do have a freebie that will be able to help you with this. So you can download it now or download it later. I'll mention it a couple of times so you don't forget. But if you go to libbylangley.com and you click on the free resources tab, there's a very short 15-minute masterclass for you with a worksheet that's going to help you stop scrolling through social media for the answers. And I'm going to talk a lot more about that today. But I wanted to just let you know that there is a freebie that you can get hold of there so you can watch the video and do the worksheet as well, which is going to be really helpful as well once you've listened to today. So why do you need a vision? Why do you need a goal in business? I mean, is that just a hangover from the corporate structure that we think that we need to do that? Can we not just get on and run our business? That's what we want to do. And I mean, yes, you can, of course, just get on and run your business. But it is always a bit, it's like just doing that is a bit like getting in the car and just starting to drive. I mean, which is fine, you know, Sunday afternoon drive around the countryside, nothing wrong with that. But every day, it's just a bit kind of aimless. And the trouble without having a big vision or goals is that you just don't know if you're really getting to where you want to be. And also you don't know where the where is anyway. So it makes it much more difficult to plan anything, to measure anything, to reward yourself, to congratulate yourself on your success if you don't know what it is that you want to achieve. Okay. So this is a soft and gentle and kind way to yourself to be able to track what it is that you're doing and and see the progress that you're making, because that's so, so important. So you don't need to have a chart up on the wall like we used to days when I used to work in sales. You know, you've got your got your target up there and you've got everything that you sell towards it. I'm not talking about that. You don't need to do that. If you want to do that, that's absolutely fine. But I'm talking a bit more inner work than that today. So let me ask you a question. What would you say your why is? And I know that's an overasked question, and I know it kind of doesn't mean anything. And people say, well, you know, for my kids, doing it for my kids. I want to find out exactly what really motivates you. I want to help you think about that, okay? I've talked in previous episodes about why I started my business, and it was kind of out of desperation to a certain extent, because I was so desperately unhappy with what I was doing in my job, even though I was extremely successful. It was making me utterly miserable and probably kind of ill as well. But, you know, my initial reason for starting my business was because I wanted to be in control of my own destiny. I wanted to be able to choose the hours I worked. And if I wanted to work really hard, I wanted to know that it was for the good of me and my family. And it wasn't just utterly pointless, as it turns out, because you're just a number in a big game. So that was my real initial motivation. And that all stemmed from a feeling of frustration and unhappiness within myself. It wasn't doing it for anyone else. It wasn't to make a better life or earn more money or anything like that. It was to be happy. And that's quite a good reason. So I'll ask you that. Why did you start your business initially? What was the reason for that? And what kind of made you do it? Because wanting to start a business and having a reason why you want to do that, but then actually doing it, two wildly different things. So for me, it got to the point where it was unsustainable to continue in my job. So I left, just walked out, just left. And I knew that looking back, I probably wasn't very well. I don't think I had the mental capacity to fill in an application form or update my CV or anything to look for another job. And so that was, I thought, well, I can blooming well earn money myself. So it was out of desperation. It was out of misery. And that was the motivation. So having a drive like that and having a, you know, something, a kind of fire in your belly about it to want to make things work is a really good driver initially. This is a helpful why that you may have yourself. And what was the thing that mattered the most? So what really, really mattered when you started your business? For me, it was definitely the time. It was definitely the flexibility, the freedom, the time. Because I'd worked my ass off in that job and turns out just got a sweet kind of F you in the end. And I just knew I didn't want to do that. Just wasn't worth it. So there'll be very personal motivations and reasons, your why, that will help you do it. And that's really important to remember, because that's kind of it's almost like your anti-vision, right? It's the, I do not want all these things that I had before, and I'm going to do it differently, okay? Which I guess brings it on to what your future vision is, okay? What your goal is. So you know why you've started why you started your business. You know what you wanted to leave behind and what you wanted to do differently. But what's your vision and your goal for the future? How is it that you want your life to look? You know, it is a different question, really, because this isn't necessarily about how many hours you work or what days of the week you work. It's about what that time and energy affords you to be able to do. So what is it that you, because work isn't the be all and end all. You know, you might love your business. I absolutely adore working with my clients, business coaching that I do for my clients. And I love it. And it gives me so much satisfaction. But it isn't the most important thing in life. And that's okay to say that. And it's okay to admit that. And it's okay to, you know, to know that your work is something that you thoroughly enjoy and thoroughly love. But it's not your life. If your business is your life, there's some kind of differentiation that needs to be put in place there. So what's your overall vision? How do you want your life to look? Do you want to be able to work a couple of days a week and replace the salary that you had in your job before? And do you want to be able to go for lunch a few times a week? Do you want to be able to take the day off to go out for the day? Do you want to be able to have 3 holidays a year? What is it? How do you see your life looking? Do you want to just not have to get up so early as you did when you had a job? Do you want to be able to casually just get out of bed at 9 o'clock? What is it that you want to do? How do you want your life to look? And how do you kind of see the journey of that happening? Because the journey of building and growing a business is absolutely as important as the end goal. The enjoying every day, feeling like your business really suits you, you know, like you've got a dress or some jeans that are super comfy and or a favorite cardigan that you wear around the house, you know, that just fits you and you just really love it and it makes you feel warm and comfortable and, you know, good about yourself, then that's how you want your business to feel. Yeah. And having this coat that makes everything feel okay is a great way to make your business suit yourself and a great way to make your business work for you. And that is all part of the journey. So it isn't, I want to get to £1 million, because I know that you don't. I know that you don't aspire to have a £1 million empire. But if your goal, I want to get to £1 million, what does that look like? What does the journey to that look like? Because what happens when you get there? You know, you've got there. Yay! What now? So it's not enough to just say what I want to achieve this. It's like, how does that feel for you? How does that feel along the way? How does that sit? What kind of comfy cardigan is that for you? And so I want you to think about that and to think about the experience of being in business and how you eat, sleep and breathe those emotions that go with it, because that will change your approach to your business. And because you are your business, then you can do anything you like. You can work the crazy, odd, frowned upon hours you like. You know, you can start work at 11 o'clock and finish at 3 o'clock if you want to. Do what you like. It's your business. You can only work on Sundays. You can work at midnight, start work at midnight. It doesn't matter. There's no rules. It's what fits with you. So if you're a night owl, you choose to do things later on, and that's how you work with your clients or your service users. And that's all cool. It's all cool. You can do anything you want in business. You can be anyone that you want. And that's why thinking about what your vision is and how you want life to look and how you see the journey is arguably as important as what it actually is that you do within your business. Okay? So don't ever lose sight of that. And then I will ask you where you want to end up. And the end never comes in business, because you set a goal, you achieve a goal, you set another goal. So you're never going to finish until the day that you stop doing your business or sell your business or close your business or retire or whatever it is that you do. Okay. But being at the comfortable level that facilitates the life that you want is more likely to be a realistic goal for you and something that you can aim for. And that might be that you want to have a certain financial target. That's fine. But I do put to you that a financial target in itself isn't necessarily a massive motivator. It's about what that money affords. Okay. Literally, it's about the life that that money will bring to you. So that comes back to what we've just said. How do you want your life to look and how do you see the journey? But your goal, your end goal could be that you, for the rest of the time that you're in business, only want to work 3 days a week. And what's important is that you earn enough money in those 3 days a week in order to be able to satisfy the lifestyle and have the fabulous life that you want. It might be that your goal is to take a lot of time off, to take holidays. It might be that your goal is to be able to pay for your kids to go through university. You know, there's lots of different kind of motivators there. So think about, they're kind of different, right? So how do you want your life to look? How do you see the journey? And what's your goal? Where do you want to end up? They're different ways of asking similar questions, but actually they do have different outcomes too. And this is such a nice exercise to do because you can let your mind just go where you want, wherever it wants to go. And this is a really personal thing for you, so you don't have to share it. I would love it if you shared it with me, though. If you want to send me a message, DM me on Instagram at Libby Langley. It would be super to hear what your vision and your goal is. But it is really, really personal to you. So you can go as crazy as you like. You know, you can dream as big as you like, how you want your life to be, the view that you want out of your window, where you want to live. Do you want to travel as you work? What is it? Do you want to be able to have the finances to retire your partner so that they don't have to work? You know, you can work together in the business. Whatever. You can think anything. You can dream anything that you want, okay? And this is your vision. And your goal is kind of a little bit more, what's the end point? What's the actual end point for you? And the vision is, how does it feel along the way? And how does it feel for you? And then let's talk about the future and how it is that you're actually going to get there, okay? So I ask you, you understand why you set up your business. You've been reminded of that. You've got the thoughts of that. You know what the warm feeling of your vision is and the end point of where you want to be. But what about the here and now? Yeah. What about the here and now that's going to get you to that future? Are you doing things in your business day to day that align with this vision and this goal? Do you feel like you're wearing that comfy cardi when you're working in your business? Does it feel like something that you want to keep doing, you want to do more of, you're comfortable with it, you're happy with it, you know that you can push it just a little bit further? And if not, then you've lost focus on your vision. Yeah. If your day to day doesn't align with how you want it to be, then something will have to change. Something has to change and something has to give. So if you're spending an awful lot of time doing things that make you feel really crappy, something needs to change there in your business. And I'm going to talk more in more detail in future episodes about how the practicalities of that, how you can outsource things and how you can change your day-to-day workings. But for now, I want you to just kind of take stock of how you spend your days and if everything is aligned with where you want to go. So how focused on your vision are you? It might be that you want to get a vision board. I tend to kind of just keep a feeling in my head. That's what works for me. Because if I put something up on the wall, then after a while I just stop seeing it. I think my mind just blanks thing out because you get used to seeing it. So, but that might be very different for you. So you might want to create yourself an actual physical on the wall vision board or do something in Pinterest, for example, collecting things that help you think about the lifestyle that you want for the future. But something that reminds you of what it is that you want. And a few years ago, I read a book by, saw him speak and then read a book by Ben Hunt Davis. He was one of the Olympic rowers who won loads of Olympic medals a few years ago. And his book is called Will It Make the Boat Go Faster? And I think it's quite a meaty book. So you may not want to necessarily read it, but it's a question that is useful to ask yourself when you are sitting there and you think, oh, what the bloody hell am I doing today? So ask yourself, will it make the boat go faster? Will this help me get to my vision and goals? And I imagine that a lot of the things that you do, some of the things that you do, the answer to that is no. And one of those things certainly will be scrolling through social media, trying to make yourself feel better, trying to find the answer to whatever it is that you're stuck on or that you're not feeling kind of right about things. So you take to Instagram, take to maybe Facebook, but Instagram or TikTok, take to social media and scroll through. And, you know, maybe you're following too many people are giving advice and the advice is contradictory, but you're scrolling through social media trying to find the answer. I'm not saying you're consciously doing that at all, but that will be what's happening. And again, I mentioned it earlier, but go to libbylangley.com and go to my free resources. And there is a little masterclass, a short masterclass, but powerful masterclass, and a download handout sheet workbook that you can fill in. So if you go to libbylangley.com and click on free resources, you'll find it. And it'll be really helpful for you. And it's actually called Stop Scrolling for Answers, because that's how we lose sight of our vision. That's how you get sucked into stuff that you're doing every day that is not going to make the boat go faster at all. It's not going to get you anywhere towards your goal and your vision of how you're going to get there, your vision of life. So what I'd love for you to do is to just think more consciously about the activities that you're doing. And a side benefit of this is that you won't be doing as much. So you'll have more time to do the things that matter, because you won't be wasting time on, well, A, scrolling endlessly through social media, and B, just doing stuff that ultimately ain't going to get you anywhere, though. So it's a waste of time. And that's such a relief. And I am going to talk about that again quite a bit in future episodes. So what I would say is focus on your vision. Think about what you're doing day to day and whether it's actually going to get you there or not. And really importantly, take some time to reflect on how far you've already come. Now, if you're in week 3 of running your business, you've already made some massive step forwards. Huge. So take a minute to just reflect on them and think, right, well, when I started, I was absolutely at ground zero and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But now look, well, you found a podcast that's going to help you move forward in your business. So that in itself is, yay, massive congrats to you. So take a minute to reflect. And if you're 3 years into your business, 10 years into your business, then just look at the journey you've been on. If you've listened to episode 1 of this podcast, I told you about the journey I got 11 years in business. I've got to launching this podcast and how it's kind of come about. And it's really so important that we reflect on that journey and that experience, because that is part of who we are and where we are and our journey towards our vision and our ultimate goal and manifesting our dreams, you know, making our dreams real. It's so important. So taking time out to just have a little reflection of what has already happened is time that absolutely is well spent. So that's today for you, talking to you about why you need a vision and a goal in business and why you need to remember what they are and why you need to reflect on them. Okay. So I hope that that's been useful for you. And please do go to my website, libbylangley.com, and click on the resources button and download that workbook there, because that will be really helpful for you to actually put some of this that we've talked about today in action. And if you found today useful, then I would love it if you shared it with someone. So if you take a screenshot of your phone and share it on social media, telling people how they can listen, share the link and tag me. That would be absolutely wonderful to know that you're listening and what you've got out of today's podcast episode. So tag me at Libby Langley. I am on Instagram. You can find me across all the social media platforms like that. And please don't forget to share, tell your buddies about it, subscribe to the podcast and follow so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a review, because the more reviews that there are on a podcast, the easier it is for other people to find it, the more it gets kind of bumped up in under people's eyes, which is really helpful, because the more between us we can share the messages of how to do business in a gentle, kinder, no hustle, please, way, then the better the world is going to be for everybody. So thank you ever so much for listening. It's been wonderful to be in your ears today, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there is an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.